This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. This time of year, it seems like the least likely radio stations suddenly become religious. Talk of generosity, goodwill, and good deeds are sandwiched between Christmas carols that make you feel good. But there's one station that will go further than that to present the greatest truth that man could ever understand. Jesus Christ is God. You're listening to that station right now. At WCNO, we don't stop talking about Jesus on December 26th. Christmas is really year-round for us. Your generosity is year-round too, or we wouldn't even be able to broadcast. When the Christmas lights come down and the tree is set out by the roadside, our team of listeners will keep on giving. That's because you understand that the message of Jesus Christ must go out 365 days a year. As you may know, we came up quite a bit short of our financial goal during our recent prayer and praise time, and we really do need your help right now. If you'd like to make a special year-end gift to WCNO this Christmas, you'll be taking us beyond that special day. Send your gift to WCNO at 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida, 34990. Or make your donation online at our website, WCNO.com. It's one good deed that will bring eternal results. And Merry Christmas from all of us at the Good News Station, WCNO.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
There's nothing more important, and I can't say it emphatically enough, than getting to Jesus and getting others to Jesus. I can get up here and teach theology that's so deep it'd make your mind boggle. I know how to do that. I can spend 5 weeks on one verse. I've done that. And dig down into it so deep that people's brains are starting to ooze out of their ears. And deep revelations and deep waters and deep understandings. And that's all fun. I love doing stuff like that. But none of it is more important than getting people to Jesus. See, that's the fundamental thing. That's the truth. He's the main attraction. He's the main thing. He's the main source. We can stand up at the altar and have deliverance sessions that run for 3 hours and pray for healing for people and cast out devils and flop around on the floor like fish if we want to. But can I just tell you, it's not more important than just getting people to Jesus. And I understand there's a place in ministry where people can get down to the heart issues of their lives and be dealt with and get some healing in some areas from past wounds and pastor. I understand all that. But somewhere along the line, we've made ministry a dog and pony show where we've built leaders up and built people up in their giftings, and their giftings are so great that we're just trying to get people out to get to this certain person that has a certain gifting so they can get a certain revelation so they can get healed. When the truth is we just need to get them to Jesus. We put more faith in other people's ministries than we do in God anymore. And I want to tell you, man, it's sad because we're really replacing the ministry of Christ with this thing that I don't even know what it is anymore. But a lot of it ain't Jesus. A lot of it is self-indulgence and pride and Pharisaic, Sadduceic attitudes that have crept into the church. People full of pride. Where it's become all about their gifting and all about their ministry. And can I just tell you, I really believe it's grieving the Holy Spirit. It grieves the heart of God. Because God hasn't called one minister that I know of, one apostle, one missionary, one evangelist, to ever be famous. But we got so many people trying to be famous. The truth is that all of our goal together ought to just be to make Jesus famous. We should be talking about Him and building Him up and sharing Him with other people. Telling others how He's changed our life and how He's impacted us. How He's made a difference in us. And really going out of our way to make Jesus famous. You know, I determined when I took over the pastorship about 3.5 years ago here that I was going to be faithful to just preach the truth and not sugarcoat the truth. And if it meant that we only had 50 people in church or 20 people in church, then so be it. But I wasn't going to get up and preach a seeker-sensitive, watered-down gospel, a feel-good message. The truth is I can do that. I've done it. We could fill this place up and run in 3 months and be running 2 services if I'd changed the way I preached. The parking lot would be full. The bills would be paid. Construction would be going on the property. I just got to change it up a little bit. I could do it. But I cannot bring myself to compromise on this fundamental truth that we just got to tell the truth. I don't want to stand before God someday and have Him say, you know, you had so much opportunity to really help set people free and really get people to Jesus. But you were more interested in building a kingdom down there on Edwards Road. And not really just getting people to me where they can get free. I can't live that compromise, ladies and gentlemen. And I got to tell you, sometimes I feel like a failure when I look out and I see people that don't want to come to church and people that don't want to plug in and we fall way behind on our bills. And I think, you know, well, what is it, God? What is it? Is it me? Did I miss it somewhere? You know, am I not doing this thing right? Why do we struggle so much? Why do we have to constantly pick up the pieces? Why do we have to fight to get people to come to church and be excited about what's happening around here? Why do we have to beg people to get down here and plug in? And it's easy to sit around and think, well, maybe it is just me. You know, maybe I'm missing it somewhere. But you know, when I talk to my daddy about it and I get along with God about it, it's the same thing over and over again. Just keep preaching the truth, son. Just keep preaching the truth, son. Whether they come or not, just keep preaching the truth. If the bank takes it or not, keep preaching the truth. If you have to close the school down this year, just keep preaching the truth. If you got to lay everybody off, just keep preaching the truth. And you know what? It's okay. I'm just going to keep preaching the truth. Because, you know, if it all goes away next week or 2 months from now or whatever, my conscience will be clear. Because I know I've been preaching the truth. And I know and understand that there's nothing more important. That we have to have a hunger and a desire to get people to Jesus. And if we can't communicate that to each other and we can't get to the place where we understand that, then we're going to fall short, ladies and gentlemen, of the mandate of this ministry. There's nothing more important than getting people to Jesus. You know, I don't understand sometimes where we've gotten to this place in our Christian maturity where we're so sophisticated and so deep in theology that we forget to get back to the basics of Christianity 101. And understand that God has a heart for us. He has a heart for you. He cares about you. He cares about this work. He cares about this ministry. He cares about the lives we're changing and the kids that are being impacted. We've got to get to the place where we're more concerned for others than we're concerned for ourselves. How many understand that's really the heart of God? See, there's healing here for all of us. Our Father knows what we need. He knows what needs to take place in our life to make us complete. And He set up this ministry in this house where our needs can be met, in this house, where we can pull together and fulfill and accomplish the ministry of God in this place. And He wants to bless us, ladies and gentlemen. He really wants to bless us so we can be a blessing. He wants us to be healed so that we can minister health and healing to those that need it. He wants to make us whole so that we can impart wholeness. Not so that we can be blessed, so that we can say we're blessed. Not so that we can be healed, so that we can say we're healed. He does those things in us because He wants us to get people to Him. He wants us to get people to Jesus. It's not just about doing it in us. It's about equipping us to be the instruments of His love and the instruments of His healing and the instruments of His presence. While we're out in the world, as we go out in the world, that we can be that light in a dark place, where we can be the representation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, where we can be ambassadors, goodwill ambassadors of the truth, truth bearers. And when you by faith lay hold of somebody in love and by faith you take them to the throne room of God, and by faith they invite Jesus into their heart, and by God's grace He changes their life and He forgives their sins and He impacts them, and all the resources of heaven get loosed into their life. When that happens, there's nothing more beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. That's what He's looking for from Truth Church. That's my heart's desire, that we move into that. That we work together as a team to change our community. That we move from being a church that struggles to make it to church to being a church that can't wait to be here. We'll never impact our community until we become that kind of a house. Until we become on fire for God like that. Listen, today's a great day. It's a good day. Today, you can just come to Jesus and give it all to Him. Today, Jesus is here. He's right here. And you might have come in with a specific need, but He may want to touch you in a way that you don't even understand or comprehend today. You might have come here looking for something else, but He's ready to give you something that you really do need. Maybe He's really ready just to shake up your world. Maybe He's ready to change your priorities a little bit. And if you're ready to just come to Jesus with what you've got, He'll take your little and make it a lot. And He'll heal you in the areas of your life where you may not have even known you need to be healed. And He'll change you in areas of your heart where you may not even know you needed to be changed. The truth is that I don't know. I really don't know what you need all the time. But He does. And if you'll come to Jesus, He will change you. And He'll change you for the good. It'll be good change. Lasting change. Important change.
thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Precious Metals Reclaiming Service, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is looking to buy gold, silver, and diamond jewelry, gold and silver coins, sterling flatware, and all types of industrial gold-plated and commercial precious metal scrap. Family-owned and operated since 1945, Precious Metals Reclaiming Service can be reached in Lantana at 561-493-9544.
Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, breathe on me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, breathe on me. Gracious Father, send your spirit like a rushing mighty wind. Fan the fire of my desire for your holiness within. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, breathe on me.
Breath of heaven, breath of heaven. Thank you. Most holy, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, your great name we most glorious, the Ancient. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, not wanting or wasting, you rule us in might. Your justice like mountains high soaring above, your clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Most holy, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, your great name we praise. In all life you live, Lord, the true life of all. We blossom and nourish, but quickly grow frail. We wither and perish, but you never fail. Most holy, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, your great name we praise. You are holy, you are worthy to be praised, God Almighty, your victorious.
Did you hear the good news?
This is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.